Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
I am Claudette Levi Farnham, history graduate of the University of the West Indies at Cahill Campus. On this day, August 22, 1945, at about 5:30 p.m., a lorry P-182 belonging to Four Square Plantation and driven by Oscar Weeks left the road, plunged into dense undergrowth, and hurled 57 of its 58 occupants into Pritchard or Lancaster Gully, which straddles the St. James-St. Thomas parish boundary. At the time of the accident, the lorry was engaged in conveying workers from Four Square Plantation in St. Philip back to their homes in St. James, St. Peter, and St. Lucie. 32 persons died in the accident. A story circulating at the time told of the attempts of a Roman Catholic priest to stop the lorry's death ride. Apparently, he passed the lorry between Arch Hall and St. Thomas Parish Church and saw what he concluded was the death angel sitting on the bonnet. He immediately turned his car around, attempting to warn the driver before he reached the dangerous S-bend. Unfortunately, he arrived at the scene just in time to witness the vehicle plunging into the ravine. In 2010, Daryl Morris, who survived the accident, recounted that harrowing experience to the Nation newspaper. At the time, he said, "You could sit on the back of a truck with your feet hanging off, and that is how we were. One man dropped off before the truck got to the gully, but the driver didn't stop to pick him up. This gully was an S-bend, so one driver would have to give way to the other. Our vehicle hit the bridge, throwing off some of the people from the back and the sides. Now at this time, the truck was partially off the bridge and the engine was running all the time. And when the truck dropped from there, it dropped on a stone and rested there a little bit. And then the third time it dropped, it wasn't too far from me." Morris continued, "I was down there lying down and couldn't move. So the last time it dropped, it was upside down and people were under there screaming. Plus, at that time, the cassava water was in that gully and people drowned in it. Unfortunately for the victims, the cassava water discharged from the nearby cassava factory, now the school meals department, was poisonous." Historian Morris Greenwich tells us that Pearl Gibbons, wife of the parochial medical officer Dr. Aubrey Allen Gibbons, heroically tended the injured and dying with the truck still suspended in the branches and vines overhead and still dripping warm oil. It was all hands on deck as nurses, policemen, and workers from the nearby Lancaster plantation worked tirelessly through the evening to rescue survivors and retrieve bodies from the Pritchard Gully. On this day, the most fateful day in Bajan history, August 22nd, 1945.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.